We are going to have some fun today, okay? You ready for some fun? So I was feeling just a little bit guilty because today's not really the Epiphany. Tomorrow's the Epiphany. It's not a movable feast. But when I was thinking about all that, it is 12th night. This is the last day of Christmas. So we have every reason to celebrate. And we are going to celebrate, but we're going to celebrate in the Epiphany mode just because it's so fun. So 12th night is January the 5th, and it's the end of the 12 days of Christmas. And it was thought that if people left their decorations up past that day, that terrible things would happen to them. But I don't think we have to worry about that in this day and age because they're up at Thanksgiving and down the day after Christmas. Anyway, some people left their greenery up until Candlemas, which is 40 days after Christmas. So the 12 days of Christmas mark the span between the birth of Christ and the coming of the Magi. Did they make it? They did. All right. And it begins December 25th and continues until 30 days later. I didn't count that. So I'm pretty excited about that. I've had a great Christmas. I hope you all have. I hope the season has been good to you. So one of the things we've done in the past, and I would like for us to do again, is to chalk the doors. Now, if you don't remember what chalking the doors is, it's on Epiphany, which is tomorrow. Make it simple or as complicated or intricate as you like. And you stand outside the door of your house. You can sing a carol or a hymn, and you can go around and say blessings in all the rooms of your house. But the funnest part for me is that you mark your door with a C. What would that be for? We three kings, Casper, right on. You guys are so smart. Plus an M for Melchior and a B for Balthazar and a 25. And you say, the three wise men, Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar, followed the star of God's son who became human 25 years ago. And may Christ bless our home and remain with us through the new year. God is love, and may those who abide in love abide in God. There's other prayers you can say, and I had this information on a sheet last year, but the printer's not working, so what I'll do is I will email it to you after church so that if you'd like to do it. Now, I also have chalk, the sidewalk chalk, so please pick a color or two. I would say probably on the way out, because if you put it in your pocket, it makes a big mess. So that's a really fun thing to do. And last year, somebody marked the doors of the church. So maybe somebody would feel like they would like to do that. So you're blessing your home, and you're encouraging those who dwell there to dedicate their life to God and to others. And the Feast of Epiphany is such a rich reminder that Jesus came into the world even for the smelly camels, as Wilhelmina would say. Today we read the only account in the Gospels of the visit of the Magi, and that account is in Matthew. I'm not sure why he's the only one that wrote about it, but I'm glad that he did, and I'm glad it's part of our history and heritage. Now, we've all figured out by now that the wise men did not come to the stable, but came to see Jesus several years later. Now, the wise men's visit declares that Jesus came into the world as a gift for all humankind. He's the king of the Jews, but he's also the king of everybody else. And I know you've heard it before, but I don't think I can say it too many times, how magnificent and wonderful that is. And I've said this before too, Epiphany is a Greek word that means to show forth, for Christ to show forth to the world that Jesus became incarnate to lead all of us to the Father. Now we all know, we've all heard from different places and different people how bad things are in the world, right? There's all this bad stuff going on. But what I wonder is if we focus too much on the bad stuff. Some people are afraid. Some people are anxious, angry, amazed at how much injustice there is in the world, and some of us just ignore it. And some of us let it get us down. But see, Jesus came to redeem all that is wrong in the world for all of us. So now, here's the thing. We can continue to revel in all that is wrong with the world, or we can embrace the truth that Jesus is indeed working with the Father through the Holy Spirit to make things right here on earth. Now, granted, God could just do this all by himself. He doesn't really need us. But we are commanded to participate in the keeping of the creation and the redemption of the world. We've been given the free will. We've been given choices. And when we choose to be disciples of Christ, we make a commitment to choose to see and participate in what is right with the world. It's a way to redeem the world. God gave us the gift of all this, and he gave us the oversight of all of this. Now, we can get mad at God. I don't know about you, but I do. We can get mad at God all we want, but if we don't follow the commandments that we've received and bear the light of Christ in the world, our anger is like a clanging drum, useless, without purpose. So I'm going to go through the Isaiah passage because it struck me particularly when I was reading the lessons for today. And what I want you to do is I invite you to think about the passage in the context that it is being said, that it is being said directly to you, or that you are saying it to someone, or perhaps you are saying it to yourself. So I'm going to kind of interject some thoughts as we go through it. Isaiah 61 through 6. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. That's what today is all about. The light has come. Darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. No matter how dark it is, no matter how embroiled you feel in the darkness, the light of God is there. He appears over you. He watches over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. We all pray for that. At least I think we do. We pray for peace in the world. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. We can all gather under that light. We can all gather in the yes of the world, in what is right in the world. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice. Thrill and rejoice, that's what the Christmas tide is all about. That's what the Epiphany is all about. That's what life is all about. To be thrilled with joy and to rejoice about that joy. Because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, the wealth of the nations shall come to you. One of the things that I had a pin, and it said, to have more, desire less. That has always tried. Whenever I feel like I'm being cheated, or somebody has more than I do, or you know, maybe I should go out and buy that big lottery ticket and win $4 again. You know, it's like, wait a minute. Look around you. What do you have? And how much more do you have than so many people? A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Well, I'm hoping the camels don't show up. But the point of it is that great abundance will come to us. I'm pretty sure that most of us kind of know the idea that the camels are pretty valuable critters, especially in the desert. So even though I wouldn't want a camel as a pet, if I lived in the desert, I would certainly like to have a camel in the backyard. But that's off topic. But the point is that God will bless us with a multitude of what it is that we need, if we're just willing to look and see it. We can say, well, God, that's not enough. Really? So what do you bring? What do you bring to please God? What do you do to rejoice in all that Jesus means to you and what Jesus is doing in the world? I invite you to chalk your doors tomorrow and to declare what is good and right in the world. And as our bishop says, Bishop Stevenson says, love Jesus, embody justice, be disciples. Amen. Please stand. And join me in the words of the Nicene Creed, the profession of the faith of our church. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father.